Hola y bienvenido a Planeta Estela. I'm your host, Veronica Vilsky. We are here talking to Elroy Lewis from London, England. He studied at our school in Santiago, Chile, and is now in Lima, Peru, continuing his Spanish immersion. Elroy, welcome and thank you for taking the time to talk with me during your program.
No problem.
Had you learned any Spanish before you studied with Estela?
Yes, I did. I spent 2 years with my teacher in Qatar, who's from Colombia, and the last 2 years of my time in Qatar, I started to study Spanish with my Colombian teacher.
Very nice. So why is improving your Spanish important to you?
It's a language that I really love, that I find really intriguing, and it's a language that I would like to conquer. In order to visit the Spanish-speaking world, which is a very, very big one, as I'm finding out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So did the Spanish you learned through, like, a Colombian instructor match up with Chile and Peru?
It definitely helped, because before I hooked up with my Colombian teacher in Qatar, while I was working in the Middle East, I had already been to Spain over 10 times and Nicaragua doing voluntary work there. So while I was with my Colombian teacher, I went to Colombia for the first time as well as Bolivia. So there are differences, but just slightly different ways of saying things, and everyone has different slangs. So yeah.
Right. It sounds like you've been exposed to many different, you know, types of Spanish too. So that's good.
Yeah. I mean, after this, I'm off to Ecuador, and then I will take the bus from Ecuador to Colombia and just do plane trips, coach trips, just immerse myself in this Latin America period.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So did you have any challenges in booking and then doing the Spanish immersion program?
No problems whatsoever. It was very easy to do.
Good. And then in your Spanish classes, what other types of people are there?
It depends, because when you get there, the first thing they do is you take a test and you're placed with your level. The only thing was, when I took my test, my mind froze, and so I was absolutely terrible. So they put me in a beginners, but then the following day I took the test again, and then they moved me up, because even on my first day they realized I was much better than the classes they had put me in, because I was just absolutely breezing through the things they had set out for me. And they also knew in the conversation classes that my speaking did not match the class level that I was in. So the second day they put me in the right class, right level.
Good. I'm glad that got changed.
But it was, at the end of the day, it was my fault, because I just couldn't remember anything that I'd learned. My mind just would not function, so it was understandable.
I think we've all had those days.
Yeah.
So what are your grammar and conversation classes like at Estela?
Okay, this is where the honesty comes in. In Chile, I really enjoyed the teachers in Santiago. They're very patient. They're very engaging. They're really interesting to speak to. And that goes across from conversation to grammar to to private classes. Really enjoyed speaking and writing and understanding and so on and so forth. Yeah.
And then has it not been the same in Lima then?
No, in fact, because of my experience in Lima, I actually, as of today, have contacted a sailor to say I'm taking a break and then I will try another branch when I decide which country to go to, whether it be Viña del Mar or Buenos Aires or even return back to Santiago. But but Lima's not for me.
Right. Well, good. I'm glad that it's nice that you have the options to do that, but I'm sorry that it did not turn out as you thought in Lima.
No, I mean, it's their teaching is very, let's just say the teachers in Santiago have more warmth and more patience.
Okay. So what is a typical weekday like for you after your classes are done?
Typical weekday is me going back home, and the first thing I do is write all my notes that I'd written while in school more clearly, and then I do my homework that I have been given. And then after that is explore the city.
What things have you found while exploring?
I love running, so I discover the city that way. So I discover parks and museums and interesting areas that aren't in the tourist books. So yeah, just here, there, and everywhere, basically.
Yeah. So you said you like running. Is running a common hobby in either Santiago or Lima?
It's in both.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not no, I don't have the body of a runner. I like running. I'm not professional or even. But again, running allows me to clear my mind, resolve things in my head, and also take in sights. So, for example, in Lima, I'm located in Miraflores, and it has a gorgeous, the sea is right next to me, so there's nothing like running while watching the sea.
Right.
Plus, also you can run along the cliff, so it's absolutely, it's great.
That sounds beautiful. What type of accommodations are you staying in?
I rent my own place via Airbnb.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that. Was it pretty easy to find what you were looking for?
Yeah, again, I'm a bit of a veteran now, I guess, with regards to Airbnb. So, I like everything. You look at the apartment, you look at the pictures, you look at the reviews, and then you choose accordingly. So, yeah, for example, I'm in Miraflores, which is a middle-class area in Lima, very safe, and the sea is 5 minute walk downwards, so beautiful.
Very good. And that's Airbnb is where you have to create a profile and kind of do some background information, correct?
Yeah, for the landlord and the would-be tenant.
Okay. So have you enjoyed some of the Chilean and Peruvian cuisine while you were there?
Chilean food sucks. Peruvian Peruvian food is very is a lovely contrast to Chile. So yeah.
In what way?
Chilean food has no taste, has no seasoning.
Okay.
You might as well be eating plastic. Whereas Peruanan food is as taste as spices as it's enjoyable.
Good. So if you could take one Peruvian dish back to share with your family and friends at home, which would it be?
Oh, bloody hell. Ceviche.
Oh, okay.
Ceviche.
Yeah, that is good stuff.
Yeah. It does the trick.
Have you talked to friends or family back home while you've been traveling?
By and large, WhatsApping has been the main method of communication. Apart from the obligatory visits to an internet shop to make an international call to mum to make it you know that you're okay and everything well, raped, murdered, you know, it's awful, so good.
Good. Do you have a favorite or memorable Spanish word or phrase?
Oh, okay. Let's take the rude ones out. And, I guess poco y poco.
Okay.
Which is the
and
main,
can you?
Which is the main? Sorry, continue.
No, I was just going to ask if you could share what it means or what it means to you.
Oh, poco y poco is in English means little by little, which is, I guess, the advice everyone should give to anyone who's learning a language, especially if you feel frustrated and feel you're not getting it. Just, you know, if you can gain a millimeter, let alone an inch, it's an improvement. So, poco y poco.
Good, that is good encouragement.
Yeah, little by little.
In closing, is there anything else that you'd like to share?
With regards to?
Anything, your program, where you are, any advice for someone who's thinking about doing an immersion program?
I would say take opportunities, or take the opportunity of the activities outside of school that will allow you to really discover the city, as well as walk around and get lost, not to the point where you find yourself in a dangerous neighborhood, but just discover things the way you would in your own city. Just maybe take a left, take a right, and you might discover a museum that's not in the books, or discover a restaurant that's not in the books. And just enjoy the many wonders of that Latin America, Peru, Santiago, Buenos Aires, and there's another one, Cusco, after Waka. And don't be afraid to make mistakes, because Spanish is not your first language. So the people of Latin America, they really appreciate you making the effort to speak their language, and they are very patient by and large, unlike the Spanish. So don't be prepared to make a fool of yourself. It's part of the learning process, and don't get flustered, and just enjoy the fact that you are in Latin America, which is a very gorgeous region of the world.
Pues muchísimas gracias, Elroy. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we wish you the best of luck on finishing your Spanish program and then traveling all over South America.
Thank you. Thank you very much.